Here's another California Supreme Court case. And like our first case, it settles a conflict between different courts of appeal. The conflict involves a question of what costs of litigation can be recovered by a successful party under Code of Civil Procedure 1033.5. The case is Siegel against ASICS America Corp. I'll call it the taxing cost case. The case began when plaintiff sued defendant for fraud. The case went to the jury, and the jury ruled in favor of defendant. Defendant, as prevailing party, sought to recover costs as allowed under Section 1032, and then turned to Section 1033.5, which in subsection A lists the costs that are mandatorily recoverable. Subsection B of that section lists those costs that are not recoverable. And subsection C, at least at subparagraph 4, gives the trial court discretion to award additional costs even if they are not listed in subparagraph A. The costs at issue in this case were the costs of preparing photocopies of exhibits, exhibit binders, and closing argument demonstrative aids that were prepared but ultimately not used at trial. Plaintiff argued that these costs should not be included, and defendant, of course, opposed that position. Following a hearing, the trial court ultimately allowed defendant to recover their costs, the costs associated with photocopying trial exhibits, creating exhibit binders, and preparing demonstrative boards and slides, even though they were not, in fact, used at trial. The Court of Appeal affirmed the ruling. First, it held that costs associated with unused demonstratives and photocopies of trial exhibits are specifically recoverable under 1033.5A13. That provision authorizes the recovery of costs for, and I quote, models, the enlargement of exhibits and photocopies of exhibits, and the electronic presentation of exhibits, including costs of rental equipment and electronic formatting, if they were reasonably helpful to aid the trier of fact. I repeat that ending because that's the crucial language. If they were reasonably helpful to aid the trier of fact. Now, this holding by the Court of Appeals, the Court of Appeal in this case, conflicts with rulings by other courts of appeal that have ruled the words in the statute must be construed literally, and if the exhibits were not used in the trial, there's no way they can be viewed as having, in fact, been reasonably helpful to the trier of fact. The Court of Appeal also ruled that the costs could be awarded in the discretion of the court pursuant to Section 1033.5C4. Which also imposes, subsection C also imposes general limitations as to the reasonableness of the cost. This holding, the ability to award the cost in the discretion of the trial judge, also conflicts with some rulings of other courts that have held that since the costs in question are not in fact described in A13 because they were not in fact used, there is an implicit exclusion for the cost of exhibits unless they were in fact used. The Supreme Court granted review to resolve this conflict. First, the Supreme Court agreed with those courts that found costs for exhibits not in fact used are not included in the language of subsection A13. Applying a plain meaning approach to the language of the statute, the words clearly refer to exhibits that were helpful, which means that they have to have been introduced at trial in order to actually help the trier of fact. The language does not say or even imply that it applies to exhibits that would have been useful. Were useful simply does not translate into would have been useful. But the Supreme Court did agree with the other part of the Court of Appeal ruling that the cost of the unused exhibits could be included in the discretion of the trial court. Plaintiff objected on several grounds, including the following. It would make no sense, said the plaintiff, to make the losing party pay for the cost of exhibits prepared by an overzealous opponent when the losing party had been successful in preventing the use of the exhibits on the basis of legal evidentiary grounds. But the Supreme Court thought issues like this were well covered by the statute's reasonableness requirements. There is an argument to make the trial court, this argument could perhaps be made to the trial court, but the court trusted the trial judge's exercise of discretion in making the determination as to whether or not the costs were reasonable based on all the facts in that case. And so, in the litigation cost case, or the taxing cost case, the Supreme Court affirmed in part the decision below, approving of the ruling in favor of discretionary award of such cost, but reversing as to the ruling that included the costs of unused exhibits in the list of costs under subsection A3. I'm sorry, A13.